You don't get them girls loose, loose. TJR. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Probably 800 pounds of punk.
Nathan Zagura and the Notorious V.I.C. here wrapping it up. And again, fan voting for the Pro Bowl is underway. Vote for your favorite Browns players to represent Cleveland and Hawaii during the 2014 Pro Bowl. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to cast your vote for the most deserving players wearing the orange and brown. We bring in the third member of our team now, Gerard Cherry. Gerard, welcome to the show.
What's up? What's up?
What's up? So, earlier we were talking in the last segment about Coach Rob Chudzinski, and he was asked, you know, what do you think the Browns, if they're going to be better in the future? And he gave a long answer, basically saying yes. And then he was also asked a follow-up question, can and should the Browns be a playoff team next year? And he didn't answer it at all. And I was saying, you know, I'd like to hear him say, yeah, I really believe that we should, if we continue to progress, be a playoff team. And not guarantee it, but just say that they should. What is your take as a player? You know, what do you want to hear from your coach? Not Rex Ryan guaranteeing we're winning the Super Bowl, anything, you know, silly like that, but just the confidence that, yes, I do think we will be able to get there.
Yeah, I want to hear it, and I want to hear him say it in a manner in which it's like that is the expectation.
Right.
Not that it's going to happen, but it is the expectation. Now, privately, in the confines of the locker room, he may be saying just that, Nathan. But even publicly, let the fans know. Let us know that, hey, you're holding these guys to a higher standard, and this either playoffs or nothing. And not that that's a reflection on whether or not you should have your job or keep it, because it can come off more so that's what he's more concerned about, not tempering expectations. But at this point, you got a fan base that is dwindling as we speak. And you need some hope, and you need people to be sold something. And you can also make the argument on Rob's case that, hey, people are sick and tired of hearing the same song and dance about what you're going to do. Just pretend like you're from Missouri and show me. So it goes both ways in that regard. I get that. But for me, put it on the players and on yourself. Accountability-wise, yes, that is our expectation.
Yeah, I think everything you're saying makes complete sense to me. Everything you're saying is what I'd like to hear as well. But I do understand, and I know you understand this even better, mm-hmm. having lived the NFL life from the inside, Gerard, that what is a head coach's concern? When you put something like that out there and that becomes a headline, which it would, right. It would definitely be quoted and it would not be forgotten, right? And he's going to be held to that. When you say something like that, you're saying, hold me to this, mm-hmm. even if you don't utter those exact words. And I think there's the concern for what generally is a career with a very short lifespan.
Yeah, and that is. And you're not going to set yourself up for failure. But sometimes you can jump out a tree and take a chance. And it wasn't. Is it life or death? He doesn't say that. No, it's not. But that's the situation that Rob's in already. And that's fascinating as we have this discussion that already he's in that place to where he feels he can't come out and say how he truly feels. Because if you were asking him how he truly felt, he'd be like, hell, playoffs, I'm on Super Bowl.
And he's still, and as we were also saying earlier, I mean, the man is sitting there not knowing who his quarterback is going to be. The
right.
man is sitting there not knowing if this team is going to get all of the parts that we believe they need. And I'm maintaining, I'm saying this and sticking to this, need to see two on each side of the ball is my count here, four additional true difference makers, and I mean difference makers with a capital D, on this football team. And I think realistically he knows that may or may not happen either. So he's sitting there with probably true questions on the personnel side. He can trust his coaching plan, and I think he has every reason to fully believe that that'll be done right. He just doesn't know what he's going to have completely in the way of this football team, and especially at the most critical position.
And that's totally fair, because you would ask Rob, let's say, beginning of training camp, coming out of OTAs, Brandon Whedon, he fits in this offense. He should lead you guys to some meaningful victories. That did not obviously take place. So right there alone, you can understand his reservations, in some levels, being shell-shocked. Man, you mean to tell me I had three or four guys who were rotated at the quarterback position? I would lose my main guy in running game. And obviously that worked out in our benefit. We get that. So, yeah, I can understand the reservations to say anything. But even still, Vic, even after saying all that, put the onus on these guys to realize that they have to step up and that, yes, taking it to the next level, sustainable winning seasons is our goal, is our focus. And obviously say in a way in which you're not pinned to it. And he can always come to Gerard Cherry's school of how to BS, and I can teach him that.
Can I very quick follow-up? Did you ever hear Bill Belichick utter something like that?
Never. Never. Just saying we have high expectations and left it pretty much vanilla, no blanket statements.
To players, I mean, to players.
Oh, to players? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. And pretty much you win a Super Bowl, he tell you pretty much forget about it. That's done. That means absolutely nothing anymore. Okay. Like, well, thanks, coach.
But you knew when you went in there the expectations for your team were not let's just improve. It was be as elite as there is in the NFL.
And that was set from day one. The goal is to win a Super Bowl. Flat out. No other ifs, ands, buts about it. That is the goal. Now, he wasn't out broadcasting that publicly. He kept that to the team.
Right.
And that's why if Rob is saying that to the team, I respect that and get that.
Sure.
It's just we're obviously in a special circumstance here because you guys hear it. I hear it because of the role that we play, to where people are asking for a reason to hang on. And really, ultimately, maybe the best thing to do is to show it and not talk about it.
You know, I wonder, as we look at this game real quick here in about the minute that we have left, that this is a team where the media in New York are talking about who the next coach of the Jets are going to be. Mm-hmm. What kind of Jets team shows up there?
That's an excellent question, Vic, because on some levels I feel that Rex Ryan is safe. I thought early on, I was like, this dude has definitely coached his way out of here, but they've won some games. Have they set the world on fire? No, and it's been pretty much – Geno has not done what he needed to do as a rookie, but I guess he gets a pass because he is a rookie. But then you look at the defense, which is Rex's main calling card. They're playing well. So the question is, do you get another offensive coordinator or you continue to work things out? And maybe Rex and Geno can coexist. And if that is the case, maybe he is safe. But if they're having that debate, it seems like New York has a bunch of troubles because Will Coughlin even come back to the Giants next year. It's probably got to be in the minds of New Yorkers.
Going to be a lot of changes, I think, at the coaching ranks in this league. Gerard, thank you very much.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
And he is Gerard Cherry, and you will hear him with Bruce Hooley shortly on Hooley and Gerard that follows this show each day. And we want to thank, for being on this show, Gary Barnage, who was here along with Gerard, with Gerard Cherry. We want to thank him. We also want to thank, for his involvement, Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle, and who else was on the show? Do we have any?
The Macho Man briefly.
Oh, the Macho Man briefly. Want to thank him. Billy Bob briefly. Want to thank Megan Rock for her great tweeting throughout the show. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, always. And we'll just catch you. We'll just do this thing tomorrow. Vic Carucci, this is Cleveland, and Nathan Zagura, this is Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. I want to give a shout-out. Happy birthday to my son, Bryce, turning 4 today. Bryce, I love you. Can't believe the big man's growing
happy
up
birthday,
so fast.
Happy birthday, Bryce.
Yes.
Good stuff.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.